WHO chief scolds world for not listening to coronavirus warnings. By Simon Kent on April 28, 2020. The World Health Organization, WHO, chief lamented Monday the world should have listened when first alerted by the UN subsidiary agency to the dangers posed by the deadly Chinese coronavirus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus scolded countries which did not immediately heed the WHO's advice as far back as January, alleging those that listened were now coping better with the contagion. On January 30, we declared the highest level of global emergency on COVID-19. During that time, as you may remember, there were only 82 cases outside China. No cases in Latin America or Africa, only 10 cases in Europe. No cases in the rest of the world. So the world should have listened to the WHO then carefully, Tedros claimed during WHO's latest press briefing in Geneva. We advise the whole world to implement a comprehensive public health approach. Find, test, contact tracing and so on, he continued. The countries who followed that are in a better position than others. The lamentation by Tedros would appear to defy the evidence as to the quality of that advice, as Breitbart News has reported. As far back as January 14, the day before the first case to reach the United States reportedly flew from Wuhan to Seattle, Washington, the WHO denied the disease was spreading through human-to-human transmission. Preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel coronavirus, identified in Wuhan, the WHO wrote on Twitter. On February 4, the UN body cast doubt on assertions that asymptomatic persons infected by coronavirus could transmit the disease. Although coronavirus had been traced to an animal market in Wuhan by late January, the WHO claimed in early February that it did not know the source of the outbreak. As of February 11, the WHO was still doubting the virus even originated from animals in China. As to the claim by Tedros, countries who followed that advice are in a better position than others. Australia and New Zealand both controlled the virus spread by directly defying WHO advice. On February 4, the WHO advised against trade and travel restrictions against China, saying such measures could cause fear and stigma. While people were right to be concerned, there was no reason for panic and fear, Tedros said. Just days earlier, Australia's national carrier Qantas announced it would suspend flights to mainland China until further notice. Prime Minister Scott Morrison also said Australia had upgraded its travel advice to include all of mainland China to level 4. Do not travel in direct defiance of WHO. Australia then initiated a strict isolation policy for anyone arriving in the country, mandating 14 days of lockdown for each and every arrival, including those Australians returning from overseas. Since that time, both New Zealand and Australia have worked together to fight the spread of the disease and are now in the process of inching back social distancing restrictions. Australia alone reported just 12 new cases of coronavirus on Tuesday and has reduced the rate of infection from above 25% in late March to less than 0.5% over the past week. Sweden is another country that defied WHO advice and took its own path of keeping the country open. As Breitbart News reported, its capital Stockholm could reach herd immunity within weeks as a result, the country's chief epidemiologist said last week. In major parts of Sweden, around Stockholm, we have reached a plateau in new cases, and we're already seeing the effect of herd immunity. And in a few weeks' time, we'll see even more of the effects of that. And in the rest of the country, the situation is stable. Dr. Anders Tegnell, the chief epidemiologist at Sweden's public health agency, told CNBC. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.